it's one of those tense days in the chamber. It's probably the most important day for this council for the next 6 years at minimum, and possibly 10 years. We're deciding on what land is going to be zoned across this county for commercial use, for housing, new housing across the county. And we know we need a lot of land to be zoned, and I suppose it is my opinion that we have miscalculated a number of areas in terms of projected figures in our zoned land tables by settlement and in our housing supply table. And I'm annoyed and upset that the regulator, the planner regulator, didn't spot these mistakes. Our homeless figures are incorrect. They're out by about 40, which means that we're out by 40 units that we need in the next plan. That's 40 homes. If all my calculations are right, part of this plan could be out by up to 1,000 homes for the next 6 years. And the regulator's job is to look at this plan when it comes back, the last recommendations, and come back to us with feedback. Those miscalculations, in my view, were not picked up, and the regulator, which is an independent body, didn't do its job here and isn't doing its job for some time in this country in terms of plan and regulation and allowing us to develop lands that are best placed and available for building new homes on. And I think, that's a matter for the minister. It's a matter for government. But certainly we have to make changes in terms of how the regulator is operating across this country. I believe that we've miscalculated close to between 800 and 1,000 homes in the lifetime of this plan, which is up to 2030. And I'm happy that the an executive here in Sligo County Council and our planning senior planner has agreed that we would issue correspondence to the regulator when this plan goes back to the regulator in a number of weeks, suggesting that this core table and housing supply table is inaccurate, and the members have agreed that they have issues with it. And I think that's going to put the regulator, it's going to put the spotlight on the plan, it's going to put the spotlight on our projections, on our table, and our population areas. They're not accurate in my view. We need a lot more land zoned across the county. That will allow for a lot more homes. And it's not about the local authority, the regulator, or council members voting today, councillors. This is about homes for people across the county of Sligo for the next 6 years, and it's likely that this plan is going to be extended to 10 years. It's a 10-year plan. Given that we need enough homes for 10 years for our GAA clubs to thrive, for our post offices, for our schools in rural, for our rural towns and villages, for our footfall in our town centres and our satellite towns, for investment in our region, everything is down to population. And if we don't move to increase our population and as a regional growth centre and grow our towns and villages across the county, then we won't get the investment that's required. So it's a knock-on effect into everything. And every council member needs to vote with their head today in terms of the provision for homes and the zoning of land that will provide homes for the next number of years in this county.
Because, councillor, we've seen recent figures there in terms of the homelessness crisis, how Sligo is the highest in the northwest, and it's no light issue. And when you're seeing these figures not being exact or not being correct, you know, it's important not to be flippant about these issues, because they are going to be felt for a very long time. It's not just a couple of years, this plan. This plan, although it is for a couple of years, the effects of it will be felt for a very long time.
Yeah, look, as I said, this is about homes for people. It's not about voting, it's not about councillors, it's not about the regulator, it's not about the local authority and the executive. This is about homes for people. This is what I want to do today. As I said, it's the most important day in this council's 5 years, bar none. Today, we decide on what lands is available and can be developed. And if we look at the last plan, and this will show you how flawed that plan was, 18% of land that was zoned in the last plan is all that has been developed. 18% of 100% is all that has been developed. And all that land has been re-included in this plan, and that's my serious issue with the plan. The land that wasn't developed in the last 5-year plan, effectively 6-year plan, has been included in this 6-year plan. And when it wasn't developed in the last plan, is it likely to be developed in this plan? And that's why we have to look at other lands that are available, that developers, that owners have brought to our attention, and we need to get that land included. There is no point zoning land to zone, because there is people will not release the land. They don't want to sell it. It's in their family for decades. They want to keep that land. They don't want it to be developed. And there's no point in us zone of land that can never be developed in the lifetime of the next plan. We need to be intelligent about this. We need to be smart. We need to think about providing homes across this county so our college can grow, our schools, our sports clubs, our towns and our villages and our infrastructure, and we can get that required investment into the N15 and the N17 as our population grows and people want to move to Sligo. People want to move to Sligo, but we don't have the homes for them. That's the buck stops with us today, and I reiterate what I said. The regulator in this country is not doing its job. This was a poor performance of what the regulator has come back with, in my view, and I will be raising that with my colleagues in government and the minister.